107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It is anniversary celebrations. Joining us in studio with Ballinran Entertainment is Craig Thompson. Craig, it is wonderful to see you.
Thanks, Jamie. And you know, when I was driving into the station this morning, I had this song going in my head. You may remember it. Well, it was 30 years ago today. Sergeant Pepper taught the band to play. They've been going in and out of style, but they're guaranteed to raise a smile. So let me introduce to you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
The one and only Craig Thompson.
But there's a personal connection. I remember sitting in your basement with your brother playing the Beatles albums when they first came out. And then I got the chance to meet Paul McCartney at Abbey Road Studios when I was working for CBC.
Oh my gosh.
In 86. And it was the 25th anniversary. It was the CD release party.
Sure.
For Sgt. Pepper's. And Alan Parsons was there, Linda McCartney, and all sorts of media. But tongue-tied. I couldn't even ask him a question. And fast forward, I'm actually going to Paul McCartney's concert in Hamilton, whenever that is.
Yeah, I think in November.
I got on the lottery waiting list.
And very good.
To score a couple of tickets.
Well done.
So that song, 30 years ago today, wow, it's just hard. Yeah. You have to pinch yourself. It's really wild. So
anniversary celebrations for Ballinran Entertainment. And for you, Craig, this has really been quite a journey for you. I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, a journey that's totally unexpected, unplanned, lots of twists and turns and unexpected ups and downs. But it's certainly, I have to say, it has been interesting.
Absolutely. And let's talk about the name, Ballinran Entertainment. There was a post not too long about it. For folks not familiar with why it's called Ballinran.
Well, a big influence in my life was my grandmother, who came from what used to be a town site or a village in Northern Ireland called Ballinran. And I went over there when I was a teenager. I was 16 or 17, and I fell in love with the place. And then ended up going back when I worked for CBC. I covered the Troubles in Northern Ireland between 86 and 88. So I have this sort of interest in Northern Ireland and my ancestral roots. And after she passed away, I said, well, you know, I'm going to set up a company and make her the honorary chairperson. And I just said, let's call it Ballinran Entertainment. And really, the company really wasn't active for the first few years. But it was active, you know, this was 1995. So the independent TV industry in Canada was just getting going.
Mm-hmm.
And but the acceleration of the company really happened, I would say, after 2008.
Okay. Fair enough. And it has been just 30 years of great storytelling. And I was really struck by this statement that we started Ballinran with a vision to tell stories that matter. I think that's quite interesting.
Yeah. I mean, my background, as you know, is a journalist. I started here at the radio station way back when. And I've always had this curiosity to learn more about other people and their stories. And I'm not interested in, you know, superficial things. I'm interested in understanding, you know, what's behind the headlines. And every story that we do, you know, I'm not much good at drama or fiction. Everything I do is rooted in that journalism background. So I really want to know what's behind the headline and how people are impacted by whatever they're going through. And that is sort of the underlying mission, I guess I could say, about the type of work we do.
Okay, and looking back, what's the piece you're most proud of? I think I have a feeling, but what's the, of all the films, the documentaries, what's the one you're most proud of? Looking back at something like this, as he's getting more calls.
I thought I put my phone on silent.
No worries.
Well, I don't know if there's one particular piece I'm most proud of. There's one person that I really was glad to have the pleasure of interacting with, and that was Stephen Hawking. Because he's not a politician, he's not a celebrity, he was a celebrity, but he wasn't a celebrity just because his mug was on the screen. He was an epic thinker of our time. It was sort of like possibly meeting Nelson Mandela, who I never met, or Gandhi, or people like that. I think Stephen Hawking was probably the most interesting and memorable person that I ever met.
Okay.
And that was for a film I did called The Truth is in the Stars, which went around the world on Netflix with William Shatner, Whoopi Goldberg, bunch of other people talking. Mm-hmm. The premise of that film was, where will we be in the era of Star Trek 250 years from now?
So right.
Shatner went around and asked all these top thinkers their opinions.
Oh, very good. So again, we're chatting with Craig Thompson with Ballinrand Entertainment, celebrating 30 years. And of course, we're moving forward with things like Stageview Studios. And that's an exciting venture.
Yeah, I'm working with Lee Halperin, who owns Hudson's, and he has a building next to the Bradshaw Lofts that is underutilized, and we're looking at redeveloping that into a studio, because I really believe that Stratford is unique because we have actors, technicians, all sorts of creative people living in Stratford who are focused on stage, but many of them work on in the screen industry in Toronto. And, you know, as the screen industry expands beyond the greater Toronto area, because it's full in Toronto, all the U.S. series shooting there and stuff, that we have a natural labor market and ecosystem to build creative diversity. And I think with the advent of streaming and a lot of content that's coming out of, you know, areas all over the world, that Stratford has an opportunity to compete in that market. And it's a very low barrier to entry if you have all of the tools at your fingertips, as we do in Stratford.
Mm-hmm. And Stageview TV, this is something as well. That's
yeah, that's again, under Bill C-11, the new Canadian Government Broadcasting Act, they're trying to find a way of getting Canadian-made streamers on the internet to compete with the international ones. So we gained the arts used to be the foundation of Canadian television. You know, CBC, all these channels, they started with music and theater and arts programming, but nobody does it anymore. Mm. And our arts sector is suffering because nobody is discovering it outside the four walls of the theater.
Yeah, it's getting so fragmented,
yeah,
if you will.
So we were invited to appear at the CRTC, and we pitched the idea of starting a new channel, and they fast-tracked the application, and we were granted the approval a year or so ago to launch a new channel, which will be both a broadcast channel and a streamer called Stageview TV, and it will be the main tenant in this new studio facility.
Fantastic. That's great news, Craig.
Yeah. But the other thing about studios, what Stageview Studios is important is, you know, we got all these graduates coming out of Fanshawe, Waterloo, Conestoga, et cetera, et cetera, and they have to migrate to Toronto to find work. That is becoming unaffordable. And so what you're finding is, I'm noticing a lot of young people coming back to Stratford, and there aren't those high-skilled media jobs that you would have in Toronto, but the lifestyle is better here. And so what we want to be able to do is create this hub, this node, where young people who are getting into the media industry can actually get the technology tools and mentorship to, this is for really for the next generation of content creators in southwestern Ontario.
Yeah.
That's the real underlying purpose.
Yeah,
it's because I've been around for 30 years. I'm not planning on, I don't think it'd be another 30 years.
It's exciting. It's innovative. And Craig, just looking back at 30 years, and I'm just thinking of some of the things that seem like so long ago, but many of these sort of pop-up events that you had, not only screenings at City Hall Auditorium, but the screenings that you had at Market Square behind City Hall, and then the screenings that you had at the Cooper lot, which was, you know, again, it feels like so long ago, but folks remember that for sure.
Well, it's very interesting that people don't know this, but the Toronto International Film Festival owes its success to Stratford, because in the 1960s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, we had the Stratford International Film Festival, on and off, and it was very successful. And in 1975, the people in Toronto saw how successful it was, and they, you know, borrowed the idea and got some of the people who were involved in the Festival of Festivals. And because it was a bigger audience, the money from the government decided to go to TIFF in Toronto. But Stratford had the first major film festival in Canada. And so we have this film history, and it really makes sense because the screen industry is really an extension of the stage, because they intersect in many areas and actors work in both. In fact, the best actors get their training on the stage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So again, memories with Ballinrand Entertainment and of course moving forward. And we should also mention that you work with a number of organizations locally, including Rotary Club of Stratford and also Stratford Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah, I'm on the board of the symphony, and actually it's the symphony that actually inspired us to create Stageview TV, because during the pandemic there was grant money available, And I didn't want to just use YouTube or Vimeo. I wanted to build something from scratch. And it ended up taking off and getting the attention of the Department of Canadian Heritage. So the symphony is a very important partner, the content there. I've also worked with the Rotary Club doing a lot of stuff because their story is hidden and they do a lot to the, with the community that people don't know about. So we're in the midst of finishing up a documentary actually called The Ripple Effect, which is looking at the impact of the Dragon Boat Festival and the million plus dollars they've raised. Where does it go? Who is benefiting that? And then the other major thing that we do is Remembrance Day. So we work with Lorena McKennett and the Royal Canadian Legion to bring to a wider audience the amazing, memorable ceremony we do every November at the Cenotaph, which in my view is, you know, in the same league as Ottawa or Vimy Ridge, because the same sculptor who designed Vimy Ridge did his sort of test pilot in Stratford. And it's a really, really important ceremony. So a lot of things. I really believe that stories don't just have to be international. They can reflect local interest and community. And there's a lot of value in building community through storytelling.
Yeah, well put. And 30th anniversary celebrations, you had Perth Wellington MPP Matthew Ray dropping by with a special recognition for you.
Yeah, I got a certificate. We're not really, there's no event. It's the start of our 30th year. So we may have an open house or something during the year.
But a nice recognition there, for sure.
Exactly, yeah.
And speaking of which, I was very pleased to see folks, of course, if they're walking down Downey Street, may from time to time see the magical displays that often happen at your storefront. And I understand with the magic window display that groups and organizations might be able to get in on this in terms of promoting events and things like
that. Well, that actually started with Lights on Stratford. Okay. They were looking for interesting things to go in store windows. And this is the first year. And we had seen this technology in Japan and China. And we brought it to Canada and basically have been projecting, you know, animated video with music on our windows. And it got the attention of people in other parts of Ontario. So we've done installations in three or four installations in Toronto, Port Colborne, and it's expanding. And basically it's called placemaking because unfortunately there's a lot of vacant stores right now. And how do you enliven the neighborhood on a very effective, cost-effective basis? Why not turn your windows into a reflection of the community, a reflection of the arts and the vibrancy that you have on your main street. So really, really taken off.
Again, when it's at Ballinran on Downey Street, people, I mean, do stop in their tracks to look at it and take it in. It's so cool.
Yeah, the only disadvantage of it is it only can work between November and March because it sunsets at 10 and nobody wants to be wandering around at midnight looking at these things. But yeah, we'll be back up in the wintertime sometime in November to March with some sort of display on the windows there.
Oh, very good. Again, congratulations, Craig, on this. Do you have anything in the works? I often ask you that, and sometimes you give us a hint, and sometimes you don't.
Well, actually, we got quite a few interesting things. Okay. I'm working on a film with Chris Hatfield right now, looking at how Waterloo has changed the world, the innovation that has emerged out of Waterloo Region. It's, you know, in the top 10 of world innovative hubs like Shenzhen, China, Silicon Valley, but it doesn't get the attention. So Chris is an adjunct professor there and an ambassador for the university. So we're following him around this fall to various places in Waterloo that are changing the world. I mean, the smartphone was invented there. The search engine was invented there. CNN's mobile broadcasting was invented there. There's so many things that were invented in Waterloo, and nobody knows about them. Yeah. So Chris and I are collaborating on a film, along with another colleague of mine, Julian Wurzbicki. We're making a documentary called The Innovation Factory, which will look at how Waterloo has changed the world.
Stories in our area, for sure.
Yeah, so that's one of many that were. But as you know, Jamie, there's a lot of ideas. You have the biggest challenge is raising money. So if anybody believes that the film industry is worth investing in, I'd be happy to talk to them because that's the hardest part. Making the films is the easy part. Mm-hmm. I spend 90% of my time finding the financing to make the films.
All right. So again, if the folks want to reach out, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Well, you can go to our Facebook page, Instagram. You can email me at action@ballinran.com and be happy to chat with anybody. And also we have the podcast, which you guys...
Yes, Stratford Slice.
Which you guys graciously rebroadcast on your website. So.
Yeah, which is a terrific spotlight and great to individuals in our community.
Yeah.
For sure. Craig Thompson with Ballinran Entertainment, 30th anniversary celebrations. Again, Craig, congratulations on this. This is great news.
Thanks, Jamie.